and something as splendid as we can conceive of in that way. We look about us. We do not go far for perfection. One of the brace holds the pen, and the other is inside his or her head, and so off to the willing pen. Only a few years ago, we went slashing among the poppies with a walking stick, and we said boldly and openly, "Harolds and Hectors, slaying our thousands." Now, of course, we are grown up to self-respect, and must needs to be a little disingenuous about it. But as the story unfolds, there is no mistaking the likeness in spite of the transfiguration. This bold, decided man, who performs such deeds of daring do in the noisome slum, knocks down the burly wife-beater, rescues an unmistakable Miss Clapton from the knife of Lascar, and is all the while cultivating a virtuous consumption that stretches him on an edifying, pathetic, and altogether beautiful deathbed in the last chapter. My dear authorling, cry, my friends, we hear the speak of that little voice of yours in every word he utters. Is that what you aspire to be? That twopence-coloured edition of yourself? Heaven defend you.